This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. RTD's Board of Directors votes tonight on whether to lower bus and train fares. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
RTD's fare system is complicated. A full-price ticket is $3, or $5.25, or $10.50. It all depends on how far you want to go. Now, the board is set to approve changes that would make those fares simpler and cheaper. The cheapest ride would drop by a quarter. Not much, but you'd be able to travel farther with it. And it's the unlimited monthly passes that would see the biggest drop in price, from $200 to just $88, and even less if you're a senior, disabled, or qualify for other discounts. If approved, the changes will take effect early next year. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
State Patrol is urging people to drive sober and more carefully. That's after three different crashes occurred at the same site on I-270 in Adams County early Saturday. They happened in less than 2 hours. Two of the crashes involved drivers hitting unoccupied patrol cars. The State Patrol's Colonel Matthew Packard.
Lives are dependent upon decisions that are made behind the wheel of a car. You have one job when you're driving a car, and that's to do it responsibly.
The drivers who hit patrol cars are being investigated for driving under the influence. Colorado has confirmed its first human case of West Nile virus this year. That's in La Plata County in the southwest. The virus is spread by mosquitoes, and testing shows mosquito populations are at historic highs in Colorado after heavy rains in the last few weeks. Most infections don't make people sick, but about 1 in 150 people do develop severe nervous system problems. Half-price tickets to see the Denver Broncos go on sale this morning. The Broncos typically release some discounted tickets for each home game of the season. The team says 2,000 lower-priced tickets will be available for each game in 2023. The tickets start at $15 each. This morning, they go on sale at 10. The Broncos season begins September 10th at home against the Las Vegas Raiders. This is CPR News.